Hey, this is Kristen from the Positive Psychology Podcast. I am just standing in front of my window, and I don't know if you hear it. Let's try and see if you hear it. One second. Do you hear the rain and the raindrops falling on the leaves and the wind? This is one of the free and most simple things that brings me consistent joy is the fact that I've somehow managed to fall in love with those sounds. And I know it sounds a bit cheesy, but that's okay. Especially those of us who are a bit more sensitive, usually when we go through the world, it might seem like more of a curse than a blessing. But one of the most consistent ways that I experience joy is that when I hear the wind picking up and the rain and all of this just going on, like what we get from nature for free, it's just, it just touches me. And sometimes, you know, I for example, love music as well, right? I've talked about this a lot, but sometimes I'm out walking or running, listening to music, and then I hear the wind picking up and I just have to take out my earbuds and listen to the music, to the wind, because it's so nice. It's so nice to feel part of that. You know, we do a lot to fuck up our environment, and that makes it easy to forget that we're actually part of it. You know, we've built all these things, and it seems that we're very separate from nature, and in some ways we are. But that's an easy way to reconnect, is to just put both feet on the ground and maybe put like a hand on your heart or something and just listen to that. And you can do that, you know, even if you just have 10 seconds. It's not something that takes that much. And I think if you can get used to appreciating that and pointing that out to you, to yourself, it can actually touch you more with time. And if you think this sounds crazy, well, I don't know, like 100 or 200 years ago, this idea that nature was relaxing was not really part of the Western or maybe European consciousness. And the reason why we admire, let's say, mountains and trees now has a lot to do with painters who just decided to start painting those things. And once they did that, they forced people to actually really look at mountains and the different ways that light bounces off of mountains and trees and nature. And just to, by painting it, they made people realize, like, oh wow, actually we have these really wonderful things right outside. And I think if that's something you can almost train yourself to do, but don't not train it like with I don't want you there is lightness in this. There is not, I don't want you to hold on to be like, I have to train myself to be happy about it, but just open your consciousness to the possibility that that's a thing. It's one of the most consistent and nice ways to experience joy. So there you go. Talk to you another time. Bye-bye.